What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com. We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
This is Autumn from Autumn's Oddities podcast. You are now tuning into Reddit on Wiki.
Do it! Just do it!
Expert in fucking power, man.
Great power.
For the fifth time, it's your boy Sean.
What's up, Wikimaniacs? Happy Valentine's Day to those of you who celebrate, and happy fuck Valentine's Day to our badass singles out there. Pro tip, the chocolate and wine will be on sale tomorrow, so you have that to look forward to. My name is Josh Shell, and I am your host for today. But of course, I am never alone. We have the man so nice, his wife married him twice. I think I've used that before,
but
I think it falls in order on Valentine's Day. Mr. Sean Salvino, how's it going, buddy?
I like it every time. You could say that every week, I'll be happy. It's going good, man.
Good, good. And they say a way to a man's heart is through his stomach, and no one embodies this better than our own John Consignata. How's it going, John?
That is a fact, and I, too, am pro tip on Valentine's Day.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
That's the episode today.
Here's a fun fact for the Wikimaniacs. John is the foodie of the group, but I am the morbidly obese one of the group.
I am technically,
God is funny in that way.
I am technically morbidly obese as well.
Oh, gang, gang.
Gang,
Josh.
Gang, baby.
Step your shit up.
My bad, guys. Mm-hmm. I've been,
more poutine.
I've been on a cut recently.
What do you have to cut, my guy?
Oh, thank you. That makes me feel good.
Well, it's not making us feel any better, you asshole.
Hey, it's fine, man. Body positivity.
Josh will be the... Yeah. We just got more to love, my guy.
Yeah, that's exactly. True, yeah. More to love. Can't get kidnapped like this.
Always true. Always worried about kidnapping, John.
Again, I am, if no one has ever seen me, I am a size of a child, so it's not fun.
It's kind of funny.
It is funny.
So before we hop into the episode today, be sure to rate and subscribe to the podcast right now, this second, unless you're driving, in which case don't do it. You know, I don't want to end up on like a texting and driving commercial where they have one of your relatives sitting in front of a camera crying and reminiscing about the good times.
We'll be like Joe Rogan. People will be taking their music off to take our podcast off Spotify.
Exactly. Neil Young will protest us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to be careful about that shit.
So, you know, just pull over to the side and then rate and subscribe to our podcast. You know, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
So once you pull over, you can subscribe and rate to our podcast. Like our friend Chris from Let's Chat Podcast, who gave us a 5-star review and wrote, quote, "A must listen. When else do you learn something and laugh this hard? They have such wonderful chemistry and make you feel like you're in the room," end quote. So thank you for that wonderful review, Chris. And fun fact, Wikimaniacs, Chris says it makes him feel like you're in the room because he is actually in my room every week. He just sits in the corner over there. And
what's up, Revel?
Yeah, he brings snacks, so I appreciate it.
This dungeon joke has turned into a dark reality.
He comes to his own free will. He leaves when I tell him.
Oh my gosh.
Jesus. Very on brand for you, Josh.
Yeah, that's sad that's my brand. But so if you want to support the podcast some more, we also have a Patreon that you can join. Subscribe and help with hosting and equipment costs for the show so Sean can get a real camera.
A real camera, a real mic. I want to be a real podcaster, guys.
Yeah, he wants to be a real podcast boy so that Neil Young can cancel him.
can I just say, every time you say the word Patreon, I see Sean's eyes like glimmer.
Just light up.
Shining very bright, yes.
They turn green somehow. I don't know how they do that.
Yeah, because they're usually just brown.
Yeah, the color of my my anything, I guess. I'm brown.
So you can go to patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork. That's Cultivate spelled C-U-L-T-I-V, the letter 8, podcast network. Or you can use the link in the show notes. If you sign up, you'll get access to our monthly bonus episode where we react to news stories of the month. And we just kind of do whatever we want on those episodes, really. We also have week early and ad-free episodes for this show, as well as my other show, Let's Start a Cult, The Dumbfound Dead, and our bonus show run by John called Kabah, where he does short episodes telling scary tales of cryptids, urban legends, and everything else in between. All of that for only $5 a month, or I don't know, like $100 Canadian. I don't know. So my Canadian listeners, I feel sorry for you. It's a little bit more expensive, but still pretty good for all of that content. So once again, go to patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork. For all of that content. Okay, so as I said before, Valentine's Day is the day this episode is releasing. A little behind the scenes, it's not Valentine's Day when we're recording this, obviously. We're probably spending it with our significant others. Sean, what do you and the missus have planned for your first Valentine's Day as officially husband and wife?
Wow, the first official one. So I think we celebrated the day before on a Sunday.
Okay.
The morning of, we're starting off with some brunch.
Hell yes.
They were going to Shun. It's this Japanese restaurant. One of the best sushi places here. We haven't been yet, but apparently it's one of the best sushi places here. And on Sunday brunches, they also serve like Japanese souffle pancakes.
Damn. Ooh.
So I think we're going to do that. We're going to do that for brunch. The missus is, she took charge of this one. She said she's planning this one. So I know we're doing that. I don't know what else we're doing, but I think we're ending the night with the Super Bowl, baby. I am sorry, wife. Rams versus fucking Bengals, dude. It will be, well, I don't know. Hopefully it's a banger. All the playoff games that don't have the 49ers in it have been really fun. And this one doesn't have the 49ers in it. So
are you like an anti-49ers?
No, but tell me they didn't have the most boring games every week.
That is true. They're very, yeah, you're right.
Their offense sucks. Their defense is really good. I mean, it's good to watch good defense, but you know, you like to see points. You like to see
that's what
fucking Jamar Chase running it for 80 yards. You know what I mean? So that is the Valentine's Day. And if there are other plans included, I guess I'll be watching the Super Bowl today instead. We'll see.
Just a little late. You'll just have to record it. Yeah. Yeah. It kind of sucks when Valentine's Day is on a Monday. I think that's kind of brutal.
Yeah. Also, it sucks that the NFL has moved fucking Super Bowl Sunday to the Valentine's weekend. What are y'all doing, man?
Right.
Seems like they're trying to cause a bunch of breakups. I don't some divorces this weekend, I think. Yeah, that sounds really good. Actually, I might tag along with you for that brunch. That sounds really good. So
I said, anytime you want to escape Canada, my guy, Texas is unmasked and willing to welcome you with open arms. Open mouth kisses, you know how we do.
Wow, I can't wait. That sounds so much fun. John, what about you guys? What are you and the missus have planned?
Absolutely not a damn thing, because we don't really believe in Valentine's Day, because every week for us is Valentine's Day.
That sounds like the most cop-out I've ever heard.
It is. If you follow me on like social media, I'm like literally eating at like nice restaurants every damn week anyway. So it's like, not
humble
really
brag, baby.
Not really any difference. But probably we're gonna have dinner like the following week when the crowd is dead, because we do not like people. We do not like seeing people.
Fair.
And we don't want to be in crowds. So we're probably gonna do it the week after. We are gonna try to I will take her to this really nice steakhouse that she's been wanting to go to. It's called Town Hearth. And they have like this really, really delicious looking tomahawk steak that I wanted to try. Truffle everything. I'm obsessed with truffle. So probably going to take her there.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Have dessert. There's a bunch of really nice little Koreatown over here. We'll probably end up getting some somi somi or some other types of like custard or ice cream. But we're really low key, and plus we're leaving to go on a vacation the next month, so
oh, damn.
We're flex. Saving our funds there.
John just had a bunch of mini flexes in that that sleep.
Oh yeah, that's all I do, baby. All I do is flex.
Oh god. That sounds fun. I wish.
You wish you can leave the house?
Yeah. Well, so.
Jesus Christ. Every week, John, you fucking lambast this man.
Fun fact, we are opening up again.
I think, that's good. That's
I think
good.
Half capacity, maybe, by the time this comes out. Oh, inside, like stadiums and stuff like that. Gyms are back open. So things are starting to open up again. I am, like Sean, not going to be celebrating quite on Monday. We're going to be doing it on the weekend, so it'll be Saturday, not Sunday. We're going to go to a nice restaurant called Next in Ottawa. Hopefully all the truckers are gone by then.
The truckers?
Yeah. Have you guys heard about that?
Yes.
I saw, yeah. I saw my, the TV on work is on some news channel that's more conservative than Fox, OAN.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, and they were like, it's on mute, so thank God. But I turned around and I saw a bunch of like Canada, freedom, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, shit, they're everywhere. You know what I'm saying? It's not just American.
Yeah, man. We always get political. I didn't think we'd get political on the Valentine's Day episode, but here we are. I'm hoping by the time this episode's out that it's done, but basically, they lifted a mandate allowing truckers, like long-haul truckers who don't have the vaccine, to cross the border without quarantining. So they lifted that so that they can't do that anymore. You have to be either vaccinated or quarantined for 2 weeks, which is like very few. Like there's a very small percentage of people in Canada who aren't vaccinated. Like it's almost like it's like 10% that aren't vaccinated. And a lot of the truckers are vaccinated. Damn. Just because they knew these mandates were coming. And so it's a small minority. And so they decided to drive to Ottawa, which is the capital of Canada, to protest the new mandates. However, it's come out that it's been started by a white nationalist group. And they've been just kind of destroying national monuments and or not destroying, but like defacing and urinating and all that fun stuff on like war memorials and stuff like that. So it's,
I mean, according great. To the comments on your white Jesus video on Let's Start a Cult, there's not that many, you know, white supremacists anymore. It's just fake news made by the media, right?
I will be fair. It is a minority.
Damn liberals.
Yeah, I'll be fair. It's a minority, but it's enough people that it's like, this is concerning. Like it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
More than one is concerning, I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, not great, but hopefully all that's cleared out so we can have a nice Valentine's Day on Saturday. I think we might go skating on the canal and then we're doing dinner. And then I think Monday we're going to make sushi and make like a dessert of some sort. So
seems like sushi is the common theme here, huh?
True.
Can't go wrong with sushi.
Can't go wrong with sushi.
It's facts.
Good.
That's what we eat like most of the time. I feel like.
You're talking about me flexing. Meanwhile, you guys are all doing these bougie shit too.
You said, I'm going on a trip. We don't celebrate Valentine's Day because we eat at our fancy restaurants all the time. You know, my guy, you're flexing, bro.
That's okay. John's allowed to flex.
That's all I could flex. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Short
yeah.
as fuck. What yeah. else can I do?
He can lift more than us, probably.
Wicked Maniacs, don't let this man lie to you. He can flex a lot of shit. He's fucking swole. He's what are you doing? Like 1,000 some shit? You're doing something to 1,000?
First of all, if you're going to add swole in my title, you better add like a couple N's in there because I'm swollen as fuck. That's what it is.
This man's being humble.
I do have a body of a god, and too bad it's Buddha. That's me.
There's a skinny Buddha.
Oh, well, I'm not that.
Yeah, so that's good. I'm glad we're all kind of doing something, even if John doesn't really believe in it.
Hey, that's okay. I'm sure there's some Wiccamaniacs that don't believe in Valentine's Day as well. So
you know what? Fair
John enough. will be the voice for them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because they're always eating out of fancy restaurants. You know what I mean? They just can't stop it.
So I figured today we would actually dive into the history of Valentine's Day. Since I actually didn't know what it was until I did some research on it.
You know, I'm glad I didn't do this because I almost did this.
That would have been weird because
how hilarious would that have been?
Your episode comes after Valentine's Day.
Back to back.
Hey, it's still in the month of February.
I mean, I guess that's true. Yeah, so I wanted to do it because I celebrate it every year and wanted to see where it came from. So we're going to do that. We're going to dive into the lore of that. And then afterwards, we're going to be going through and giving relationship advice to some Redditors. Because we're definitely trained for that.
Let's do this.
I think we got a good spectrum. You know, we got the longtime married guy.
Yeah.
We got the newly married guy. And we got the committed dating.
Long-term relationship
guy. Yeah.
It's going to be so fucked up.
We don't have the single guy covered, I guess. So
that's true.
John, you're going to have to tap into like 10 years
ago. Asshole side? Yeah, I got you.
We could call Patrick from like a year and a half ago. That would have been good.
That's true. He's cuffed up now, so he's good.
That'd be even a new stage. He'd be newly.
Oh yeah,
newly tied down. What would you call that? I don't know.
Newly cuffed.
Newly cuffed. Yeah.
So I think that'll be super fun. But with all of that out of the way, let us dive in to the history of Valentine's Day. As many of us know, like the name Valentine comes from the patron saint. Valentine, as the name implies. But like most Christian holidays, it probably was placed in the middle of February in an attempt to Christianize the pagan festival, Lupercalia, something like that. I'm going to call it Lupercalia because I have no idea how to pronounce it. And it's Roman, so I have no idea. But Lupercalia is an interesting celebration, to say the least. And we're going to find out why. It's a holiday that traces back to Roman legend. According to the legend, Romulus and Remus, the founders of Rome, were thrown in the Tiber River. Sure.
Hey, the Wikimaniacs don't come here expecting us to pronounce shit correctly at all.
True.
So
it's true.
You're don't right. even sweat it, my guy. You got it.
Yeah. What is it? Patron or patrons?
One of
Jesus.
Them.
Jesus. That was like 4 weeks of that before I had to say something.
I'm still probably going to get that wrong, so that's okay.
Hey, to be fair,
still say John's last name
wrong.
Yeah,
I was going to say that. You still can't pronounce my last name.
Listen,
it's an
guys,
O, not an A.
I'm going to get it wrong every time, John. I'm telling you. Once I've got it set.
You don't say Sean Salvina.
Yeah, his name's shorter. It's easier to...
It's the same shit. Oh, wait. To be fair, I didn't know... You know, I should have said Ottawa, Canada instead of just... generalizing whole Canada as a whole. So you know what? Touche, my friend.
Yeah.
We're Wikimaniacs, we're still getting to know each other. You know, this is a budding relationship. You're watching this bloom.
We're blooming
in real time.
No, it's
hey
like,
guys, fun fact by the way, we're recording today on our 6 month anniversary. So
wow.
This is kind of like our half a year, you know, love fest that we got going on.
Wow. Is it too soon to say I love you?
Oh no, I love both of you. Full send.
Wow.
Oh god.
Full send.
Sounds like nice.
I'm still thinking about it. The insults have been cutting deep recently.
It's a bit of an abusive relationship.
There's a lot of toxicity and I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. I love you guys.
Wow. There we go. That is a nice little
Josh.
I don't know
say
how
it.
We got here.
Josh, you're the only one that hasn't said it. Say it.
Well, I mean, too.
Interesting.
Non-committal.
Taking note
no
of
wonder
that.
He's not, yeah, no yeah. wonder he's not married yet.
Shots fired. Oh, God. I love you guys, too. It's fine. I'll say it.
There it is. There it is.
All right. So back to me not pronouncing things right. The Tiber River. So they were thrown into the Tiber River as babies for retribution for their mother's broken vows of celibacy. So the servant that was ordered to throw them in took pity on them and placed them into a basket on the river instead of just throwing them in. The basket eventually got hooked onto a fig tree and they were rescued by the she-wolf at Palatine Hill, where Rome was founded. So the wolf nurtured them and when they grew up, they named the she-wolf Lupercalia. So that's, you know, where the name came from.
Mm.
But you may be wondering what the festival actually entailed. So this is where the fun stuff gets in.
I'm guessing raunch.
Just weird.
Okay.
Not necessarily raunchy, but weird. In ancient Rome, the festival would begin on February 15th of each year at the cave of the she-wolf. It was here where a group of priests would sacrifice a dog and one or more male goats to represent sexuality, because I don't know, goats are sexy to Romans. I don't know.
Well, they are horny, so that's probably why.
Jesus Christ. I thought you were going to make a white people fucking animals joke.
No, they have horns.
Jesus.
I think that's a thing, right? That's like a, I think it's a Scottish
thing. I never heard of it.
Anyway, maybe it's just a...
Fucking a goat is a Scottish... All right, Scottish people...
Sheep, sorry.
Please, yeah, don't cancel it.
Yeah, we don't stand by what Josh says all the time, you know what I mean?
As an English man, come at me.
We're brown. Sean and I are brown, please.
Yeah, we have nothing to do with this.
We didn't say shit.
I love Die Hard.
I love Die Hard.
It's the wrong movie.
Braveheart?
Braveheart. I've insulted them in another way.
I'm not even going to say shit and not like...
I love Drew McIntyre. He's Scottish, right? He's
there
cool.
There you go.
There it is. Haggis.
Yeah, no, I can't stand by Haggis, guys, but Drew McIntyre is pretty cool.
This is going to be your out of context episode. I love Die Hard.
I love Scottish people. I love Die Hard.
Fuck me.
That's so funny. Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
I like how he's trying to defend Scottish people.
And then I just insulted them entirely again. I got the actor right? Mel Gibson's in both of those?
I'm not even going to.
No, yeah, Bruce Willis.
Oh, my
Bruce
God. Willis. Bruce Willis.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Do you not watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
I watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but I don't watch old movies. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah,
that's like Jake Peralta's whole shtick.
I know,
man,
but he doesn't say fucking... Does he say Bruce Willis? Does he mention Bruce Willis?
No, that's right. He probably doesn't mention Bruce Willis.
He says the name of the character, I think.
Yeah.
Fuck me. Either way, those are both pop cultural things that everybody else knows except my dumbass.
Dude, you dug yourself in a big asshole for that one.
That's okay. The Scots knew I meant well.
Unlike Josh.
Unlike me, I was going for shots, but God damn it. How did we get there? So they killed goats and a dog for some reason. I think the dog is to represent the wolf. So after they are done slaughtering animals, two of the priests would get naked and have animal blood smeared on their foreheads with a sacrificial knife.
Did you say anal blood?
Animal
no,
blood.
Animal.
I was like, bro, what?
I mean, maybe they got blood on them from... no, I don't. You know what? We're going to...
Okay.
That's shit.
We'll skip it. Forget I said anything.
Animal blood on their... On
not
their
anal blood.
No, not anal blood.
I was full on shocked.
Oh my God.
So after they put it on, the blood is then removed with a piece of milk-soaked wool. I don't know what this symbolizes, but that's what happens. When the gory ritual is finally completed, this priest would cut strips of goat hide from the sacrificed goats. These strips were called thongs or februa, which I think is where the root words, you know, February and thongs come from, you know.
Nice. Sick origin for something so fantastic.
Yeah, you'll see why it's even worse. The priest would take these strips and run naked through the streets, whipping any woman they saw.
That is problematic.
Yeah. So it sounds bad, but in this culture, the lashes were actually believed to be like an omen for good fertility. So it's said that women were like, they welcomed the lashes. Now, I don't know how much that is, you know, male, like males have changed the story over the years, but that is the origin of the thongs.
Cisco would have had fun there.
Before the description of this holiday, I was like, you know what? The church has taken away a lot of holidays. We should bring this shit back. And then you explained everything, and I was like, maybe the church, you know,
keep it.
Maybe not too bad of a decision to take over that one.
Yeah. You know what? It's okay that they Christianized this one. Not as bad of a thing. So, I mean, over the years, running naked through the streets lost its popularity, but women would still line up to have their hands whipped by fully clothed men. So, not as, you know, better, but not great. The final part of the celebration was that single men in the city would randomly choose a woman's name from a jar, and whoever they chose became their mate for the night.
Imagine.
So, more often than not, the couples that paired up during the night stayed together until the next festival. or fell in love and got married. You can see the beginning of the modern Valentine's Day at the end there. You know, it's like, okay, coupling up, I get it. Makes sense where this is kind of coming from in that area. But the celebration obviously wasn't Christian enough. So it was outlawed near the end of the 5th century. And Pope Genelicus, he declared February 14th, St. Valentine's Day. So there are conflicting tales of who St. Valentine was, and the Catholic Church actually recognizes three different saints with the name Valentine or Valentinus. The first legend says that Valentine was a priest or bishop in the 3rd century in Rome. Around this time, Emperor Claudius II was said to have outlawed marriage for young men because he believed single men made better soldiers than those with families. I don't know if that tracks, but, you know, they're just angry young men then at that point, I think, so... Give them a sword.
It makes sense.
Nothing to die for, I guess. So Valentine went against this terrible law and continued to perform marriages in secret. However, when he was found out, Claudius had Valentine put to death.
Oh.
So that's, you know, not a fun story. Another legend says that Valentine might have died attempting to help Christians escape Roman prisons. There wasn't much detail on that one, but that's also a, you know, probably killed again by Roman. Most saints are killed. Some reason or another. And the final legend says that Valentine was actually imprisoned and fell in love with his jailer's daughter who would visit him, which is just a baller ass move.
It's a nice little conjugal visit, huh?
Who's really winning here?
Exactly.
It's a mind game, playing the long con. So according to legend, before he was put to death, he wrote her a letter, a love letter signed "From Your Valentine," starting the legend of the Valentine cards that we still send today.
That's fucking pimp. Not as cool as if I was like, love your Sean. Not as cool. Not as cool at all.
Doesn't hit. Yeah, Josh and John, I think, same thing. Same vibes. It had to be a Valentine. Otherwise, it wouldn't work.
Imagine if it was one of those other names you couldn't pronounce. And that was just our holiday.
That was our holiday.
Gaecilius.
Castiglione. Yeah.
The Patreon saint.
God damn it.
So you'd be blessing him all day long, Sean.
Yeah, with subscriptions to our podcast.
$25.
They know what's up.
The Wikimaniacs know. They know. So we aren't sure which legend is true, but Pope Gellius declared February 14th St. Valentine's Day, as I said. Now, the day itself wasn't associated with love until an English poet named Geoffrey Chaucer. He wrote a poem called Parliament of Foals in 1375. In the poem, he wrote, quote, "For this was sent on St. Valentine's Day, when every fowl cometh there to choose his mate," end quote. Thus sparking the connection of the holiday to love. Mm. So, you know, I think the origins probably come from the pagan celebration, but they're now bringing it back. They're like, okay, that's one thing that can stay with this associated with this holiday. We will allow that to stay. So Valentine's cards, however, were not popularized until 1415, when a poem was written by Charles, the Duke of Orleans, to his wife while he was imprisoned in the Tower of London, which I think you can learn about in Ye Olde Crimes episode. That just came out when this episode's being recorded, but it'll be a few weeks ago.
Look at that plug.
Yeah, plug the homies.
The synergy.
So after he wrote that letter, it became more commonplace for lovers to send Valentines to their crushes or potential mates. Would you call them partners? I don't know. Mates sounds weird, but that's what they called it.
Spouse?
Maybe.
Yeah, spouse is probably too formal.
Yeah, I don't know. Partner, we'll go with partner.
Were you allowed to hit back then? Like just smash non-consensually? Not non-consensually, what's the word for not married? Non-consensual is totally not allowed today or ever.
I was like, yeah, I think it was probably not married. Yeah, I think it was frowned upon for sure.
Yeah.
Because it's premarital.
There we go.
That's the word.
That took us way longer.
Non-consensual.
Non-consensual is
premarital.
Sorry, it's a lot of energy from the original Roman holiday of the of choosing a name out of a jar. But yeah, I definitely meant premarital. Fuck me.
Yeah. It's okay, Sean. We got you.
We're rolling past this. No, we forgot it even happened.
I honestly think premarital sex was probably less common, but it probably happened. Although they were pretty strict back in the day, so I don't
know. That's what I'm saying. I feel like things were a lot harder to do.
Probably depended on where you were, like
probably class wise too.
That's exactly, yeah. So kings probably, you know.
Oh yeah, for
left
sure.
Left and
kings.
Right.
Oh, to get away with anything.
Consensual, non-consensual, definitely, for sure, with them. So
premarital, extramarital, yeah. You name it. They do all of that shit.
Yeah, the monarch sucks. We don't talk about that enough.
No. All around not great guys, those kings.
No. They're terrible people. But anyways, so that is essentially the summary of the legend of Valentine's and Saint Valentine. You guys have any questions? I don't know if I can answer any questions. That's what I had written down. So,
you know, this whole time I was thinking, I obviously didn't know any of that. So thank you, Josh, for putting all that together.
No problem.
I was kind of expecting the whole like massacre shit. That's completely different, right? St. Valentine's Day massacre?
I almost did get into that. And I was like, that might be too true crimey for our podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe next Valentine's Day when we're running out of ideas, we'll
that's true.
We'll do it. But no, that's a different thing for sure. But I mean, the bloody animal and stuff is definitely
that's pretty grotesque.
Yeah, yeah.
Not great.
I don't know where the association of red came into, but it's probably from blood. Right?
From the blood. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what all the symbolism of goats and dogs represent. How does that represent love? It's a confusing thing.
So
well, maybe because like. Were animals kind of considered like, well, they probably were domesticated back then, but were dogs looked to as, you know, man's best friend? Like,
no, there's no way if they're slaughtering one.
I think they just had a different relationship, right? They didn't treat them like friends.
Family today,
yeah. Treated them as tools probably back in the day.
Right.
And I mean, as far as sacrificing goes, sacrificing a dog is better than some civilizations that sacrifice people. So I guess it's a step towards
on the flip side as well. Sometimes they look at those sacrifices as the biggest honor,
yes.
Like those people's sacrifices in the Mayans or the Aztecs. Mm-hmm. They think that's like the highest form of deed that you can do to like make the gods happy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even we're talking about saints, like saints die to become saints, right?
Yeah.
Like martyrs.
Martyrs.
Yeah. I was thinking canon for some reason. I don't know if that was
cannon
the same.
Fodder.
Yeah. I don't know if that was the same like word for it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the, I think the dog had more to do with the wolf story, and then the goats, they associated them with fertility for whatever reason.
Mm.
I'm trying to think of Roman gods.
I wonder if it's really easy to what do you call it? To breed sheep or goats or whatever. They're like, yeah, fuck it. That's good enough. That makes sense.
They're like, that'll work. Yeah, well, it's just slaughter bunnies because those are super easy.
Yeah, they procreate a lot, don't they? Bunnies? I would think they should have picked bunnies.
Yeah. Probably less to clean up as well.
That's true. Not exactly. Enough blood, though, for the forehead, you know?
Yeah, for the anal blood. Right.
Blood. Oh, God. So that we will end on the St. Valentine's Day topic. What did you think, Wikimaniacs? Did we teach you anything? What are you up to for Valentine's Day? Let us know. We'll be right back after this ad break so that we can pay for our expensive meals that we're going to be taking our partners out to. And then after that, we're going to come back with some relationship advice for some Redditors.
Oh, God.
So stay tuned for that. This podcast is brought to you by Audible. Have you been wanting to read more but don't seem to have the time? Well, with Audible, you can read your books without having to find the extra time in your busy schedule. Stuck in traffic on your way home from work? Why not marathon the Harry Potter books? In the gym and want to learn about the First Lady? Well, you can listen to Becoming Michelle Obama while doing leg day. And if you go to audibletrial.com/cultivate, you get a month free of Audible. That includes one credit that you can trade in for any audiobook of your choice, access to thousands of audiobooks free to listen to with your account, and best of all, you have access to all of your favorite podcasts in the app as well. So be sure to go to my link, audibletrial.com/cultivate. That's CULTIV, the number 8, to sign up for a free month of Audible and start reading today. Thank you, Audible, for supporting the show. All right, we are back. I don't have this part scripted, so we're off script now.
Oh, yeah. God. This is the energy I want. The best. This is what I crave.
I like this.
Wild and free.
Let's do this shit.
That's what we enjoy. So I thought it'd be fun. We tried this. We tried a Am I the Asshole section on Reddit in our bonus episode that we recorded for January. So I thought it'd be fun to continue this trend because people seem to like that. And we're gonna try doing some relationship advice from the subreddit called r/relationship advice, as it is aptly named. So hopefully with our combined knowledge, we can give some coherent advice.
we shall see.
Though I have my doubts. But let's hop into the first post for today. So it comes from the user u/throwaway. 21095, so obviously a throwaway. Don't memorize that name. The title is, I think my girlfriend is trying to get pregnant. Yeah, so curious. I have my, so I'm gonna just hop into it here. We're gonna hop into it, see if we can help throwaway. I have my suspicions because she started saying it felt better without a condom and started taking my condom off in the middle of sex.
In the middle
of sex, though.
Yeah, how does that happen? Clamp onto it?
Gotcha.
I don't know how that works.
Oh no, it slipped. Oh, but I'm not gonna go into that detail.
She just buys an extra large one, like way too big.
I'll say those things are pretty tight on there.
Yeah, you'd think it'd be hard, but I don't know.
If it's hard, then it shouldn't.
Shouldn't fall off. But maybe she just, you know, vice grips it. As
someone's been doing Kegels, baby.
Female Wikimaniacs, let us know if this is possible.
Yeah, let us know if we towed a line, you know what I mean? Like, we don't want to overstep.
Please try this at home and let us know what your results are. So he continues on to say, I think it's calculated because she used to be so anxious about whether I nutted in her and wanted me to wear condoms. I guess we should have said, warning at the beginning of this. It's going to get a little graphic. She initiates sex more than me now. She used to complain about being tired and or sore all the time. I'm not complaining and part of me enjoys it, but I think it's off. I asked her if she was trying to get pregnant and she explained to me that she just gets super horny because of her period.
That do be facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I started having a gut feeling when she sent me links to live pregnancy videos. And when she always wants to go to the baby section because she thinks the clothes are cute. She gets super emotional now and cried from watching an ad that showed a family eating together and started getting into baking because she said it brings her comfort. Although I don't know what baking...
Yeah, bun in the oven, my guy.
I guess.
I mean, that's a... that's like a... What's it called?
A euphemism? Is that the word for it?
Yeah, it's not necessarily because you like to bake. You have a kid.
I think that guy is just being trying to, you know, he's just a dude, bro. You know, baking is for women type of deal.
She's doing motherly things, you know. Baking. That's
baking
what my mom
and crying. That's what women do, right? Bake and cry.
That's what my mom used to do when I come home and she gave me my chicken nuggies.
My dinosaur shaped chicken nuggies.
Like, we're talking about this new relationship. We're just roasting.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So he goes on to say, I've never seen her with this much appetite, and I don't know if I want to tell her she's gained weight. It's not too noticeable, just her face and boobs.
Well, here's advice number one. Just don't ever.
Ever.
Why in God's name? Which I bet you're not looking the greatest, my guy.
Yeah,
why would you take a look in the mirror, dude?
Why would you ever consider that? Why would you even...
That's not something you'd even type, dude.
No. Well, I mean, it's a lot of guys think that way, which is terrible. Why do you even care? Like, if you're in a comfortable relationship, what does it matter? You know what I mean? You're not there for... You're there for their personality. You probably like the way they look. So
you always got to look at your girl like she's the most beautiful damn thing in the planet.
Yeah.
Always.
Exactly. John knows. He's been married a long time.
Almost a decade, baby. Let's do this shit.
Sheesh.
So listen to him. So yeah, first advice, do not say that because that is a recipe for an ass kicking for sure. And a deserved one. I will say that. So she wanted me to comfort her because she started getting sick. I thought it was COVID or food poisoning because she's been eating weird shit. I asked her to get checked out and tested, and she snapped on me while we were OTP. What's OTP?
OTP. Well, OTP. We're fucking old. We're fucking guessing.
Oh, on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Who I looked the it up. And fuck it, says. Okay.
I looked it up and it said one-time password. So. One-time password. My browser.
What is a password?
This is me last week googling what the fuck does pushing P mean. Jesus.
Oh, wait. So what does it mean?
This is just like positivity. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
It real. Pushing P from.
Okay.
I think the rapper's Gunna.
Okay.
Gunna.
That's not a terrible saying, I guess, a phrase. I've heard worse. So they were on the phone, and then I heard her throwing up. She asked me to come over to fuck, despite the fact that she was sick. I don't think she has a reason for wanting to be pregnant. It's just her recent changes that started making me paranoid. I'm really starting to question it now. Someone tell me if I'm tripping.
There is a lot of coincidences there.
Yeah.
One could say she's not trying to get pregnant. One could say she's already pregnant, my guy.
That's where I was going with it, you know? From like throwing up and commenting on things, maybe she's trying to break it to you easily. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or maybe she has a big surprise reveal for you. You know what I mean? Maybe she's planning a, you know.
You are the father.
Surprise.
Type of shit.
Yeah. 9 months later.
Yeah, you better not run to the other end of the set. Please don't do it Maury style.
I would guess she's probably pregnant. From everything he's described, I would say, yeah, she might be. Maybe she doesn't even know it. But like at the time of this posting, it was 10 days ago. She probably knows it by now.
Getting mad at being asked to test seems strange.
Does
especially
seem
if she, especially if she was anxious about it before. You think she'd be like, "Oh, that's a good idea. We should probably see. Here's what you do. Here's my advice. It could be awful advice. I'm an idiot. What I would say is, depending on where you are, if you're in Texas, you could just be like, you want to go out and get a drink somewhere? And then boom, then you know for sure.
Wait, what?
Because then if she drinks, then you know she's not willingly hiding anything from you.
Gotcha. I understand.
But if she, you know, if she doesn't drink or gives an, then that's more reason to look into it, I guess.
Yeah, I have follow-up questions. Like, I don't know how old they are. Like, if they're in their 20s and this is happening and they're both, you know, stable jobs and stuff, grow up. Like, if you got her pregnant, that's fine.
Yeah.
Just have a discussion about it. Say, hey, I think you might be, or I don't know, like, I don't think you might be pregnant, because that's a little presumptuous. But maybe, like, pose to, you know, maybe get a test or something like that, a pregnancy test. There's no shame in it, nothing wrong with it.
That's exactly what I would do, to be honest.
Yeah,
and then you can move forward going from there. At least then you will be on the same page.
Definitely open that line of communication. I mean, it's as cliche as it sounds, you know, like every foundation of any relationship is communication. I mean, again, as super cliche as it is. And if you're not at a point where like you can have that conversation and just be like honest with each other, like what are you really doing together? You know what I mean? So
exactly.
I think posing that question, as uncomfortable as it could be, maybe just, again, there's a way that you can approach it. Don't be gung-ho about it. Just be like, hey, babe, you pregnant? Like, straight up. Like, be more, again, Sean's way, I think it's very subtle, yet very effective, in my opinion.
like, at the baby
but
kill.
Also, but also, if you're more comfortable to just saying it, sometimes those uncomfortable conversations is what makes relationships stronger.
Yeah, just bring up some, not all, bring up some of the things you mentioned on this Reddit post.
Yes.
Definitely, again, not all. Nope. Don't be an idiot. Just be like, hey, I've noticed you gained weight and you like baking. Are you pregnant? No, that's the opposite
don't
of
do that.
That. The opposite of that. Just
Cheeky nuggies have been a little undercooked recently.
They're not having the usual crisp.
Yeah, don't be a misogynist.
Definitely not. Just be like, hey, you got really sort of upset last time I brought up the pregnancy thing, but it's like,
it wasn't even pregnancy he brought up.
Well, a pregnancy test. I thought he asked her to get tested, right?
A COVID test.
Oh, a COVID test?
Oh,
so you haven't even asked for a pregnancy test? Ask for a pregnancy test. What are you doing, dude? Yeah. I thought it was a pregnancy test, a COVID test. Oh.
That's what I assumed anyways, because he's like, I thought it was COVID or food poisoning. I asked her to get checked out and tested. It could be pregnancy test. I have no idea.
All right. Step one, you got to ask her to take a pregnancy test. That's just get it. What the fuck?
Don't go into it looking for an argument. Just be like, hey, I've had some concerns and it would really it would make me feel better if we took this test together. Like, make it sound like it's a team thing, right?
Bam.
Yeah.
It's not a you versus her thing. It's a together
thing. Y'all are dating. Yeah. Y'all are
it's facts.
Mature enough to be doing that. So
presumably they could be 14.
Better yet.
Jesus Christ. I hope not.
To expand with that whole together team thing. Offer to take her, just be like, hey, maybe we could go to get checked. And then afterwards, like, let's go out on a date or something. Like, just kind of
get your
offer the situation and then also throw in a kind of a reward towards the end. Make it a collaborative thing together. Yeah. If you go get tested, then I'll take you out to eat afterwards. You know, like,
you get a stick. I get a stick. We both pee on it. It'll be fun. Good time.
And then we get corn dogs later.
We get corn dogs. Oh my God.
But you could just, like, maybe if she doesn't want to go and get a pregnancy test because that's embarrassing or something, just be like, you could buy it, offer to buy it. Y'all take the test together and then, see what's what.
Now, there are things that maybe worry me. Perhaps she is worried to tell you, in which case, what vibes are you giving off that would make her worry?
Yes.
So make her feel comfortable because she might already know. And just let her know that she can tell you this and, like, you got to be okay with whatever she says, whether that be that she's pregnant or not pregnant or whatever it happens to be. If she tells you it's not yours, that's another issue.
That is a problem right there.
Mm. We won't even go into that because it sounds like she likes you a lot. So, just work together as a team, like Sean and John
said. Take responsibility. Yeah.
Just be an adult.
Just communicate. Communication. Probably all the answers to every question you're going to bring up could just be like, just fucking talk to your spouse.
Talk it out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I hope that, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see what the next post is. So that is our advice for throwaway 21095. Our next poster, ironically, is also called throwaway 626252524411. So the post is titled, quote, I'm 24 female, confused at my boyfriend's 25 male reaction about a photo of my past. So she goes into saying, we've been dating for 2 years and things were going pretty great. We both supported each other and were planning to get married in August, which after today, I doubt may happen.
Oh, shit.
When we were doing house cleaning, he came across a photo of me and my ex-boyfriend from 6 years ago that I had forgotten to throw away. He did a 180 and started to demand why I was keeping a photo and wouldn't believe me when I told him that I'd forgotten to throw it away. He thought I was still fantasizing about him. 6 years ago, I was in an abusive relationship that I finally got out of after 3 years. I thought I threw everything away related to it. And then she says, he wouldn't speak to me. Out of pure pettiness, and in brackets, she says, it's wrong, I know. I decided to look up his phone to see photos of his past exes to prove that he was being a hypocrite. What I saw shocked me. There was a text from 2 days ago when he said that he was going to the bowl. Oh, going to bowl. It's already red flag if they're going to bowl.
Well, hey, hang on.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with bowling, bro.
Without your girlfriend, though?
You can have a boys' night and go bowl.
I guess.
You can bowl with the boys.
I don't bowl with the boys. I haven't bowled in so long since the pandemic, basically. I don't even know if there's any open still.
Again, come to Texas. It's like, does COVID exist?
Nope.
No, but bowling does, baby.
That's right, baby.
What's your bowling team named?
We don't. We've talked about joining a league just for fun.
Also, you good then.
No, we're trash. That's why we think it would be funny.
That would be great. Okay, I take back my bowling red flag, but...
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Maybe he's a big bowler. I don't know. So he said he was going to bowl. There was a text from 2 days ago when he said he was going bowling that he and a girl named Kira had sexual intercourse by him saying, quote, your pussy felt good on my dick, end quote. I was both furious and confused. Why would he have a huge problem with me accidentally keeping a photo of my past when he is literally cheating on me?
Here's what he's doing. He's projecting. Yeah, he's projecting definitely. The guilt. So then when, you know, you finally apologize, he'll be like, you know what? It's okay. I also have things in my past. He's projecting this shit.
I fucked another girl. I'm sorry, babe.
I slipped. I slipped.
You be slipping shit somewhere else too. God damn, you filthy motherfucker.
What kind of bowling is he playing? I don't know.
He's putting three fingers elsewhere. Let me tell you that.
Oh God, three.
Goodness gracious.
Jesus. Yeah. So, I mean, it started off, I was like, oh, you know, it could just be a jealousy thing. It's weird. But then it turned very quickly to, you should definitely not marry this dude.
It shouldn't even be a question. When she said probably, what did she say? It's probably not going to happen.
Yeah,
or
probably.
It's not looking like it's. Yeah, no, it's definitely looking
definitely
like
not
going
to happen. Yeah,
it shouldn't happen, is what I'm going to say. If you do, you're probably just getting into another abusive relationship. It might not be physical, but it'll be emotional,
mental and emotional. Yes,
it'll be scarring
for sure,
nonetheless. So, I don't know why you're still worried about the photo part. This part seems more like you should have started with this part because. You really did nothing wrong. I think it's okay to have a photo or two of your ex. I don't know. Like, if you want a trip together, you don't want to, like, you have the trip, right? So, I don't know.
Personally, I don't have any. And, like,
sure.
Even my old Instagram ones. But, like, if my wife, like, if she had, like, photos of her, I don't give a shit. Yeah. Because, you know what? She's with me, baby. Like, you know, she comes home with me every night. I sleep next to her every night, go on these damn grand things together all the time. Like, she ain't with her ex.
Yeah.
So why, to me, someone who's insecure about the past, that's like small dick energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just, if you don't trust your partner, then don't be with your partner. Like, if they tell you it was an accident, believe it was an accident. And why should you give a fuck anyways? That's like, the past is the past.
Yeah.
And she,
well, maybe don't through. Always believe it's an accident, because then you get this situation.
Oh, like, fair.
We didn't actually have sex. She was needing lines for an erotic fan fiction. I was giving her lines. You know what I mean? Trust me. We trust.
That's our bowling team name. And Kyra actually auto-corrected to Kyle. It's Kyle. It's Kyle.
So you've been fucking Kyle, is that what you're trying to say?
No.
If we bowl at an adults only bowling alley.
Yeah, you can't come though. You can't come.
He was. So
goodness.
Apparently.
So yeah, I wouldn't worry about the photo thing. I mean, obviously if you want to get it's up to you.
He's
if
dumb.
You want to get rid of the photo. It sounds like it's not a great relationship, that previous one anyway, so I wouldn't worry about it. I'd be more worried about the text message, and yeah. I would probably call off the wedding.
Advice is simple. End the wedding, end the relationship, move on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the only advice I think I speak for the three of us that needs to be said.
Amen. And I think that's all that needs to be said for this episode, since we're just hitting an hour. So what did you guys think, Wikimaniacs? How was our relationship advice? Should we do more of this, or should we just stick to dumb stuff on Wikipedia and Reddit? Let us know in the comments, or tweet at us, or DM us, whatever you want to do. We're on Twitter, Instagram, at Reddit on Wiki Pod.
Twitter? No, it's just Reddit on Wiki.
Reddit on Wiki. Thank you, John.
Better yet, if you want us to give you relationship advice, you can always send it to us anonymously as well. We'll do that.
True.
Even better yet, you can send it on the Patreon exclusive Discord and we'll answer it ASAP Rocky, baby. It'll be right there in your fucking Discord inbox. You know what I mean?
We can record the next day.
Yeah, exactly. I'll record right then, baby.
Sean's alarm clock is linked to our Patreon page. So as soon as a Patreon comes in, he's awake. He'll know. So
I'm awake. I'm recording.
4 a.m. You got a relationship question? Feel free to shoot Sean. He'll be awake. No problem.
You know, the Patreon, the Patreon exclusive Discord is only $1. So maybe I should turn the alarm off only for the $25 tier, baby.
Nope.
Again,
$25. You're already locked in. Sorry, Sean.
Fuck me.
But yeah, what did you think, Wikimaniacs? Was our relationship advice good? Did you have different advice? And would you like advice? We don't mind trying this. I don't know if we're good at it, but we'll give it a shot.
If you're sending advice, you've listened to the show and you know the expertise that you're going to receive. So
yeah,
that's totally up to you if you want to follow through or not. We are not held liable for any things that happen in life post advice.
We may roast you while reading your prompt, much like the first throwaway account. But that is it for this one. Thank you for listening and learning about St. Valentine's Day with us. If you want to help out the show, please give us a rating, review, and subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you really want to help the show, like Sean said, we have a Patreon account, patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork. We got a $1 tier. It gives you exclusive access to our Discord, and we appreciate you supporting the show. We have a $5 tier with tons and tons and tons of content, ad-free episodes, week early episodes, and John's bonus podcast. I guess it's a bonus podcast. It's its own podcast. If you want more than that, we have a $10 tier where you will get other podcasts from our network like Eel Crime, Weird Distractions, and Pineapple Pizza. You'll get those early and ad-free as well. And then $15 and up, you get the whole shebang. You get Shots and Thoughts, entire back catalog of season two, one and two, is it?
Yep.
Nice.
One and two, ad-free.
Ad-free and on demand, just like Sean is on our Discord for our Patreons.
Patrons.
I'm still going to fuck it up. But one last thing. Sorry, before I cut out, because I completely forgot at the beginning, I was supposed to update about the upstairs neighbors. So I hate to disappoint. There isn't much to update. They are still loud as fuck.
Sadness.
We have written an email to our landlord because my girlfriend felt if I got involved, it would get too personal. So,
ooh.
Not personal between us, but personal between me and the upstairs landlord.
Josh is a fighter, not a lover, I see.
Yeah. You know, when you don't get enough sleep, you get a little cranky. So those midday naps aren't covering it for me anymore. But yeah, so I apologize. I hope someday I'll have an update. It won't be next week, but maybe the week after. We'll see. So that is my update. I apologize. I think it was Vina that asked on Twitter about the update.
I think that was Vina, yeah.
Yeah. So nothing yet, but we'll see what my landlord says. With that, Wikimaniacs, we will leave you. Thank you for listening to another week, and we'll see you in Sean's episode next week. Peace.
Later.
Do it! Just do it!
Expert in fucking matter.
Great power.
For the fifth time, it's your boy Sean.
Audible is the largest collection of audiobooks and podcasts.